Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley. In the libraries of the world today, there is information, important information, available about the history of mankind.
At one time, the world's greatest library was the Alexandrian Library, containing some 400,000 scrolls, the largest library of its day. But it was lost to the world when it was destroyed by fire in 47 BC in the siege of Alexandria by Julius Caesar.
Today we have a very special library available to us. It's the Holy Bible. Its message is all about the greatest story ever told, and that story is contained in 39 books of the Old Testament and 27 of the New.
The Bible opens with five books penned by the prophet Moses and contains Genesis, the book of beginnings, and four other books taking in the Israeli exodus from Egypt, as well as the laws given by God through Moses to the Israelites.
Those five books are a record of the beginnings and the trials and tribulations of the Jews when God led his people into Israel, the land of promise.
In the Holy Bible, we're also told about God's Book of Life. That volume is kept by Him and is a record of all those who've lived and died and whose names are recorded by God. To have your name written in that volume requires just one thing, a simple faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, for the forgiveness of your sins. The Bible tells us that our Saviour Jesus Christ came from heaven to free mankind from sin. Sin has tainted the entire human race by Adam's disobedience. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." This is why God's Son Jesus came to earth. It was to pay for the sin of mankind so that we can be with Him when we die. Otherwise, there is no other way of salvation.
To enter the kingdom of heaven, we must personally accept what Jesus Christ did for us by going to the cross. The Bible says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And when our first parents sinned by disobeying God thousands of years ago, the Lord wasn't taken by surprise.
That's right, George. He already had a remedy. The sacrifice of his own dear Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on that cross. A perfect sinless person was required to pay for the sins of the world. And Jesus did just that. He paid to take away your sin and my sin.
Jesus came from heaven for that one specific purpose, to die for the sin of mankind. It was the most horrific death anyone could die, and he died for you and for me. The Bible says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." We become God's children by receiving Jesus Christ into our heart by faith.
Today you can receive Christ into your heart. All you need to do is to pause for a moment and pray a commitment prayer. The Bible says he or she who has the Son of God has eternal life.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorebank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorebank, 2170.